You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, if you're looking for a Browns pregame party, Dog Pound Drive is the official Cleveland Browns pregame party. It's back this season, and the party kicks off 3 hours before every Browns home game on the south side of First Energy Stadium. Enjoy beer, food trucks, and music from DJs and live bands. Catch the next Dog Pound Drive pregame party on Sunday, October the 18th, when the Cleveland Browns take on the Denver Broncos, featuring DJ Step Floss and live music from Angry Young Men. It will also be the birth of Miss Vanessa Wilhelm and also the birthday of Pedro Zagura, my old man, who still rocks a mustache like nobody's business.
We got a nice
business.
Crew coming to the game.
Do you?
So my kids are actually going to be at the Browns at the game.
Nice.
So the whole family, Vanessa's father and her and his stepmom are in town. So it's like it's a family affair. It's what she wants to do. Take the kids. We've got neighbors, friends of ours coming. My godmother's coming. It's going to be, you know, a little Wilhelm crew there. We've all are transition Browns fans.
Absolutely. We love that. That's right. Enjoy it. Welcome. Welcome to the Dog Pound, to the Wilhelms.
Oh, they could. I don't know if they are ready for the Dog Pound.
All right.
They'll be in the lower bowl, though.
The end of the show, we'll answer fantasy football questions, and also we'll have, if you need some of the great questions, great mysteries of life answered, or just a mundane question answered, it's time for hashtag AskDaKid as well. So get those in, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm, at Browns underscore daily, at DaKid97, and we'll get there. We already have a couple good entries into the AskDaKid. Use the hashtag AskDaKid, and we'll get in there. Yes, indeed. That's coming up at the end of the show. So again, tweet, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns underscore daily, use the hashtag AskTheKid. If you have anything you're pondering in life, and Matt, Dino, we'll give you the opportunity to ask questions as well as we go forward here.
Oh,
now,
that's
Dino,
awesome.
Come on in. Time for the Friday forecast, Mon Frere.
Let's go, guys. Starting with
number one.
The Browns will beat the Broncos on Sunday if what?
We win the turnover battle. It's just that simple. We need to be plus 3, I'm going to say, to win this game.
I don't know about plus 3, but I agree with you in regards to winning the turnover battle, and I wrote that down. You know, in the break, I wrote down my answers, and I put win the turnover battle. I agree.
I think that is good, and I'll say the Browns will win on Sunday if they hold the Denver Broncos to 17 or fewer points. They will come out victorious. Dino,
sorry,
I want you to chime in here as well.
The Browns will win Sunday. Yeah, they've got to – I mean – I think they need to force a turnover. And I mean, I don't know what you guys think. They need to get a big play on special teams, too. And I'm not just talking, hey, it'd be great to have Travis Benjamin take one back on a punt for a touchdown or something like that. But, you know, you need to have a difference-making play on special teams Sunday.
Like last
as well.
Night, the Saints,
that's
right?
Exactly. What the Blue needs as well, not to jump the gun, but Jabril Peppers is going to return one for a touchdown
Who?
Tomorrow.
Jabril Nobody even
Peppers.
Knows what you're talking about on this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
I like banana peppers. I like jalapeno peppers, and I like habanero peppers. I don't know about Jabril peppers.
I like green peppers.
I like the banana slugs myself.
UC Santa Cruz.
That's right. Now, meanwhile, guys.
Number two.
The best way to slow down Peyton Manning is to do what?
Put pressure on him. Get in his face.
And I'm going the same point. I talked about it multiple times that, you know, 3-foot by 3-foot circle around Peyton Manning to allows him to, if you allow him to stay on his spot and deliver the football, he can do it accurate as anyone, even with the wet noodle arm. But if you deviate him off his spot, so getting him off his spot, you know, I'm talking one step to his right, one step to his left, or off his back foot, he becomes ordinary.
I'm going to say stop the run because Peyton Manning physically can't handle dropping back 40 times a game and throwing the football all around the yard. He can't do it anymore. So stop the run, make him throw the football, then do those things that you guys discussed up front. And if you can do that, you will slow down this offense, an offense that has gone without a touchdown against the Ravens defense, which we have all seen, and against the Raiders defense, which we have all seen. Not impressive.
Well, Nathan, I couldn't agree with you more, Nathan. What's that, the kid?
Oh.
I couldn't agree with you more, Nathan. You got to shut down that run. I just think if you can turn – I can't believe we're saying that, but it's the bizarro Broncos. It's bizarro Peyton Manning. If you make Peyton Manning have to beat you
– then you'll beat him.
Right. I can't believe – it's still amazing. We talk about that, but that's –
You used to say that, and he actually would, and it'd be bad.
Yes.
Yes. Now
– number three.
The X factor for the offense for the Browns on Sunday is blank.
Pass protection as well as being able to show for, like Wilhelm was saying, show a formation that maybe you've run out of before, or maybe you've thrown deep out of before, and use and be able to go to the screen game or something of that effect out of different formations?
I'm going to say the X factor for us offensively against the Broncos, the number one defense in the league, scoring touchdowns in the red zone. When I believe Josh McCown and this offense, with the diverse weapons that we have, we're going to be able to move the football on this Bronco defense, surprisingly. But when we do get into the red zone, kicking field goals will not have you get a victory against the Broncos. You need to score touchdowns against Peyton Manning.
I think that's true. Offensive, it's going to be three things. Number one, protection on Josh McCown. Number two, converting on third downs against the best third down defense in the NFL. The Browns, amazingly, are the number three third down offense in the NFL. And then scoring in the red zone, not just Travis Coombs. No TFC. We need TFD touchdowns. That's what we got to have on Sunday if we're going to beat them.
No field goals.
Yes, no field goals.
I'd be thankful while you're driving.
The kid. You need to focus or you need to get off the air.
I'm focused. I'm ready.
Ridiculous.
I was going to say, you know, instead of push, the Browns push. Need to chip on the offense very well on Sunday.
That's true.
Be fundamentally sound. You know, you can't have a boatload of holding penalties. You've got to chip. You've got to edge. Do whatever you can to give the offensive line a hand. Because, I mean, obviously the pressure is going to be coming all over the place.
It is. It's huge, though, by the way. It's huge to not have DeMarcus Ware in this game.
It is huge. And don't be surprised, guys, offensively, if the Cleveland Browns don't come out in a little bit more 12 personnel, which is two wide receivers, two tight ends, and one running back. Barnage would be the tight end getting out into a route, and Dre would be on the backside or, you know, in a tight end wing situation to create a little bit of diversion, make the track a little bit longer for Von Miller or any other pass rushers.
What about
the formation they showed early in the year where they ran an extra tackle?
Cam Irving?
Nah.
You don't like that?
I don't like it. I mean, you'll like it if you're going to max it up and you're going to go like maybe a two-man route or you're going to take your shot down the field. Now, that's good, but I'm saying down in, down out. You're going to want to get Barnage out into a route, too, as productive as he's been, and you leave Dre in, who's predominantly been your blocker, as your extra tackle kind of guy.
All right.
That's the Friday forecast,
guys.
That'll
do it for the Friday forecast. We're going to wrap things up with a little Ask the Kid, as well as some fantasy football stuff, including who would be the best fantasy football draft pick you have made in 2015. We know the kid's answer. I'm curious to hear your answer, Matt Wilhelm. We'll do that when we return. CBD, ESPN 850 WKNR.